Welcome to the Notespire Music Artist Impact Podcast, helping you gain confidence, grow your talent, and advance your impact. Here are your hosts, Nate Miller and Paul Gibbs.
And thank you very much, and welcome back to another episode of the Artist Impact Podcast right here on Notespire Music Radio.
Yeah.
And right next to me is Paul Gibbs.
And right next to me is Nate Miller.
Yeah. It's great. We're back together again. It's been a week or two since we put one of these out. I was a little under the weather, still recovering. Something's going around and still got this cough in my chest. So I'm going to try to muddle through this, but together, yeah, together we can power through this.
We can do this. Absolutely. Yeah.
With God's help, we can hopefully put something out here that is helpful, not only to you, but also to us. We learn just as much from these podcasts as hopefully you guys do as well. And this is going to be kind of a sequel to one that we did previously. So episode 66 of the Artist Impact Podcast, we talked about social media tips. And they were based on an article on the Discmakers blog by Bobby Borg. And he just put out a second part to this theme. So we're going to talk through some of these points that he has and add our own two cents and hopefully come up with something relatively coherent.
Oh, the Holy Spirit and coffee, they somehow get us through.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
Well, we do appreciate you guys listening. And remember, all the back episodes of the Artist Impact and all of our podcasts are on your favorite podcast site, which you're probably listening to right now. So you can see the other ones there as well. All right. So, Nate, where did we leave off, or where did you leave off on the last one?
I don't remember the exact point. That was the last one.
That's okay.
But we went through quite a bit of basic, just, it was a really basic introduction for people who were just getting started on social media, or maybe they've been using it, but wanted to use it more effectively. People who have been using it for a long time probably already knew most of the tips, but what I encouraged them to do was to try to do more of them. You know, obviously you don't have to do every single tip that was suggested, but the more of them that you do and do consistently, it's going to help you to improve your reach to your fans and your engagement with them. So I want to say the same thing about this. All of these tips, again, they're kind of common sense, and maybe some of you guys are already doing them, or maybe some of them are new for you. And again, you don't have to do all of them, but hopefully one or two can be things that if you haven't thought of before or you haven't ventured out in doing, you can take up the challenge and say, okay, I'm going to try this. Because, you know, if you've done everything that you can think of to do and you're like, what else can I do to get myself out there and get more exposure, more engagement on social media, we're hoping that some of these will help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we start this one. And I love this question. This was something I would not have thought of, but... Mm-hmm. What is the proper ratio? Okay, guys, this is coming out of left field, but not really. Hang on with us. Proper ratio between selling and entertaining.
Right.
What's the proper ratio between selling and entertaining? And especially for Christian artists, maybe both of those terms, selling and entertaining, maybe you're thinking, well, I shouldn't be doing either one.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this before. It's tough for most people to toot their own horn or to promote themselves. And it feels even dirtier, I think,
for
a Christian artist to use. I don't know what other word to use for that, but you feel awkward promoting yourself sometimes as a Christian artist, because it's supposed to be about your message, not about you. But your message isn't going to get out there if you don't get out there, if your music doesn't get out there and connect and engage with friends, fans, and followers. So it's not about promoting yourself. It's about promoting the message behind your music. So keep that in mind. Keep that focus.
Yeah.
And that understanding. Don't focus so much on yourself. Just remember, it's the why is the message behind your music.
Right. I think of, and let's just put this in here right now. I think of the parable of the talents that Jesus taught.
Yeah.
You know, one guy was given one talent, another guy was given three, or another guy was given five, whatever. And I think there's two different parables in the Bible. They're not different numbers. But the first guy, he just went and buried his talent in the ground. He didn't do anything with it. All right, now hold on to that. Another guy went had maybe three, and he did something with those. Another guy had five, and he did a lot with the five. So what is that saying to us as musicians, especially Christian musicians, that what does God want us to do with our talents? And reading from the article here, nobody wants to hear you sell. And okay, let's sell in quotes. Nobody wants to hear you sell when they have no idea who you are. They need to know what you have, what you're offering. Mm-hmm. They need to know you. They need to know your message. And then you're going to get some traction and keep going. But if you don't do that, if you just bury your talent in the ground, so to speak, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, I think you made this point before. I don't remember if that was a YouTube video that we did. You talked about the fact that don't try to rush so fast to get up on the platform and then have nothing to say.
Yes.
So that's kind of what this point is. Like, yeah. You know, you might think, oh, I just need to get myself out there. But again, if you're a new artist, or you're, even if you've been around for a while, but you don't have a great following yet, if people don't know who you are, they're not familiar with you, they don't know anything about your music or the message behind it or what you're trying to promote, they're not likely to click on your stuff. They're not likely to follow you. So what the author of this article is saying is give them something first, you know, something almost for free, like just put something out there to engage with your audience. He's using the words entertain. So don't go out right away with the sales pitch and be like, well, you know, this is what I have, you know, follow me, order, you know, my CD, or, you know, purchase this, or I have this online thing, or, you know, promote me or follow me on Patreon or any of these things. Like, don't sell all these things until you actually make a connection with your audience.
Yeah, I like
so,
that.
Connect. Put your music out there first. You could even do a couple covers, something that people know and recognize. And once they start, you know, following and commenting and liking, and you build up a little bit of a fan base, then you can start, you know, throwing a little bit of, again, for lack of a better term, your sales pitch. Okay, well, this is why I'm doing this. This is the message behind my music, and this is what I really want to get across to you guys. You know, maybe you have something, you know, a product that you actually are trying to sell that's related to your music. And then you can engage your followers with that. But if you just come out guns blazing with a, you know, here's my whole catalog of things online on my, you know, my website shop, and it's all for $9.95 or whatever, plus shipping and handling, yeah. No one's going to bite. They don't have a reason to be invested in it.
Yeah.
So make those connections first, and then you can work into trying to make a profit off of it, or engaging people more on that side of it.
Right, yeah. Right. Let people know that you care about them and that you're interested. Make it personal. Make it personal, and it'll grow. So question, I don't know, how about this one? Should you use bots? Bots, well, what's a bot? Well, it can, if you have bots originating made, say, some third world country, and they listen to your music for 5 or 10 seconds and then just bail, just to increase your numbers, well, maybe, can you explain a little bit more about what bots are?
I, you know, we have some of those for our radio station, WNSMDB, Notes by our Radio. We mm-hmm. see, we can see where people are listening all around the world, when they're listening, and we see some really, like,
we
strange
do.
Outliers pop up.
Right.
And, like, you know, we know they're, like, you know, Eastern European countries or something, like, where all of a sudden we have, like, 500 listeners.
Yes, exactly.
Like, out of the blue. And they'll be listening for, you know, so many hours, and then they just go away.
Yep.
It's really unlikely that all of a sudden 500, you know, unique listeners, people, have all of a sudden found us and started listening, like, tuning in online.
Right.
These are computer-generated bots, you know.
Yeah, they're, can we say, like, automated listeners?
Yeah, and I'm not really
kind
sure
of, they're
what...
They're not real.
They're not real listeners, and I'm not really sure what the purpose is behind them, why anybody would tune in to, like,
yeah.
us, you know, an independent radio station. I don't know what they gain from that.
Yeah, I've...
But they don't represent true listeners.
Right.
And, you know, the point of this article is talking about the fact that the algorithms are actually going to play against you in the long run. Like, your numbers might shoot up initially if you have it set up so that you have these artificial people like liking and commenting or following you on social media, and it looks great because all of a sudden your numbers jump up. But in the long run, the algorithms are not going to pan out because they're not going to reflect true engagement with your audience, because they're going to disappear.
Right.
Once the algorithms level out to what's actual, you're going to lose all of that, and then it puts you in the dumps, mm-hmm. According mm-hmm. to the algorithm. So,
right. So don't do it.
Don't purposely do this. Yeah. Obviously, if it happens, and like it happened for us, like it happens for us from time to time, we're not generating that.
Right.
You know,
right.
we're not causing that to happen. We don't know why it happens, but don't go out of your way to try to artificially boost your numbers, because mm-hmm. it might look good in the short term, but long run, it's actually going to go against you and hurt you.
It's going to backfire. So don't do that.
Right.
All right, so what about other tools on social media? There's, there's all kinds of tools.
Right, like Facebook and Instagram. I don't know about TikTok. We don't use them, but they're coming out with new. They change the interface from time to time, but mm-hmm. they'll come out with new features and everything. So, what do you think about that? Do you think we should? Do we be early adopters and jump right on and start using them, or what?
That's a good question. I would think that dip your toe in the water. Mm-hmm. Don't ignore them, but go slow. Try it, but don't put all your eggs in that basket. Yeah. Just see how it goes. It's always good to spread yourself around the social media. There's so many different places that you can put your music and promote yourself and your music. So, you know, the new ones, you know, don't jump right on the new bandwagon, but don't ignore it either, because especially if you see other ones, and again, go slow with this, be cautious. If you see other artists that are on there and you're not, well, that may tell you something that right. you ought to at least be trying it to at least start out limited. What do you think?
I think he makes a good point in the article here. He says, you know, the fact that the reason that these platforms put these new features out is most of the time it's because they're trying to compete with other platforms. And right. we saw this with Meta, with Facebook and Instagram, and even with YouTube. When TikTok first came out, I think most of the huge social media platforms probably didn't think it was going to amount to anything. But when it started to surpass them, they realized, okay, short form video is huge, and all these people are gravitating over to this new platform. So then you saw YouTube coming out with YouTube Shorts. And then on Facebook and Instagram, they came out with Reels, because mm-hmm. they were literally reeling when in the face of TikTok.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is, like, the platforms are putting these things out for a reason. They're competing with other platforms. They're trying to stay viable and current as they're watching their competition. The other thing is, obviously, these features are built into their algorithms as well. So if you don't want to be an early adopter, that's fine. But keep your eye, like Paul was saying, keep an eye, watch out for other artists, what they're doing. Keep a finger on the pulse. But, you know, if these features are being put out, they're probably also baked into the algorithm. So you probably do want to start adopting them at some point soon, because mm-hmm. it's going to affect you negatively, unfortunately, on these platforms, because if you don't use the new features, it's going to hurt you in terms of exposure long term.
You know, it's always been that way. I just had this thought about, you go back to when television first was becoming real popular, and TV stations started selling advertising.
Yeah.
And let's say there was a car dealership in your town that jumped on this brand new medium of advertising called television. And let's say that maybe you had a store that you said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Well, that probably would have not been a good decision.
You just never know, though.
Yeah, true. But so now all of a sudden everybody was advertising on TV. But yeah, you have to go slow and don't just jump on the first thing that comes along. But you don't want to be left behind either.
Yeah.
I guess that's where we'll leave that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This one's kind of funny. He says, what if you're shy and want to be anonymous? And he gives two examples. So the pop singer Sia, as well as Boy With Uke, both very popular artists. And, you know, they're kind of known for being shy personas, or that, you know, they don't want to be in the limelight. They sort of stay behind the scenes. But generally speaking, social media is about being authentic and putting yourself forward. So if you're shy, that's okay. You know, if you don't know how to promote yourself, get help. The other thing is, and you know, this is one angle that he's giving. If you're shy, then just be honest about it. I think fans and followers like to know the real you. They can identify with that. So if you're shy, that's not helpful on social media, but use it to your advantage and just admit it. You know, just say, hey, I don't really like to promote myself. I'm a little shy. I don't want to put myself out in the limelight. And I mean, that's a place where real people can engage and identify with you, and you can use that to your advantage. And it also might in that way actually be a help. So think about that. Even though you don't want to put yourself out there, by putting yourself out there and just admitting that, you never know. It might work in your favor.
That's true. That's true. Any of you guys, we should have said this earlier, we'll say it now, on this topic in particular, do you guys have experience with that? Are you, you know, do you tend to be on the shy side? And how are you dealing with that? So we would love to know. Or maybe you'd like to hear from someone else who is dealing with that, because you don't know how to deal with it yourself.
It's really strange to think about people being shy nowadays. I mean, I know that that has to be the case.
Yeah.
But with so many people being on social media.
Yeah.
And the whole thing being about promoting yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, literally just putting your entire life out there, showing people what you've eaten for the day, or, you know, like your entire life is out there for people to watch or view.
Or can be.
Yeah. Potentially. It almost seems like, well, nobody at this point should be shy, but that's not the case.
That's not the case. Yeah. That's not the case. So being shy, having that attitude, there's nothing wrong with it, but being aware of it is the first thing, I think, to be aware of it. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is how I am. Now, what am I going to do with it? How should I react? Or be reactive or proactive. So I think this takes us into our next topic.
Yeah, it does.
Very well. Should you hire a social media person or a team?
Right.
Oh my goodness. That's probably, and I know what you guys are thinking. The first thing you're thinking is, no, I can't afford that. Social media promoters, that's a lot of money. Okay, well, let's put that aside for just a second. Most of the best social media platforms and YouTube channels have teams behind them. Yeah, I mean, how are they doing that? It's not just one person doing it. There's a team of people making all of that happen, maybe whether it's one person or five or whatever. But, you know, that is not possible for the typical kind of do-it-yourself, one-man show artist. The truth is you can do it yourself, and there's a lot of tools to help you do that. And you know what? It's more important to do something, even if you don't do it perfectly or you don't do it just like somebody else is doing it. The more important thing is that you do it. And, you know, actually, your fans and your what'd you say, fans, followers, and
friends, fans,
and followers. Forgot the friend. they're actually going to appreciate the fact that it's you doing it and that you're not doing it perfectly. So, what do you got? What's your take over from there?
Yeah, well, and this is a big topic that you and I have talked about a lot on this channel. We've talked about it for artists. We've talked about it for ourselves as Notespire Music. We have a small team of people who help, who even help us for social media online, because it's overwhelming. It can be overwhelming. It can be a full-time job.
Yeah.
And you and I, you know, we have our hands in so many different things. We don't have enough time to spend all day creating content and putting it out there. We could, but we have found that it's more beneficial to us in terms of like the other things that we have to do for artists to farm that out, to allow someone else to do that for us. And not only for us, but also for the artists that we work with. And, you know, I'll put a small shameless plug in there. If there is somebody out there that needs help with that, that's one of the things that we do here at Notespire Music. You can email us directly at info@notespiremusic.com and talk to us for free. We'll consult with you for free, talk about your needs. And if we can help you to put together a social media digital marketing package to fit your needs and your budget, because we realize, I mean, A, there are people who don't know how to do this. B, they don't want to do it. And C, they don't have time. Yeah. So, I mean, just like we said earlier, especially for Christian artists, there's that extra pressure, I think, to be like, well, I shouldn't promote myself or my music because that's being prideful or like taking away from the focus. So it can be really hard for independent Christian artists to say, well, I don't want to promote myself, but I know I have to. Can I just get someone else to do it? And the answer is yes, you can.
Yep, you can.
And so those options are out there. But I think the point of the article is you can do this on your own. And that's why there's so many tools on these different platforms that we talked about, like Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and TikTok. Start learning these tools that they give you for free. And start slow, but be consistent. And we'll be talking more about that as the article goes.
Yeah, consistency is key. We'll get to that next. But here's from a business kind of standpoint, you may not be thinking of your ministry, your music as a business, but let me just throw this out at you. Probably, usually when a business starts out, it's one person or a couple people doing everything. Mm. But as the business grows, there comes a time when you have to let go of some things and you have to
delegate,
get some people to help. Okay. So that may be the case with your social media. You can do it yourself now and you probably should, but remember there may come a time when you do need to get some help on that, because it's going to help you grow. It's going to help you grow, because you can't do it all. As you grow, you can't do it all. So keep that in mind. It's okay. It's okay to get somebody to help, and at the right time, it may very well be just the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So advertising, should you pay for advertising? What do you think?
Well, the short answer is yes, but this is, again, there's the caveat that we said at the beginning. You know, you don't want to spend money for advertising if you don't have anything to say or to advertise. Don't pay to boost a post or create a promotion and then have nothing to show for it. Like, it's more important to build your base, to build your brand first, and to build that engagement with fans. And then slowly start putting money and a budget into advertising. If you come out of the gate as a brand new artist without, you know, a following, without engaging fans, and you just start throwing money into boosting and promoting things, you're almost going to be throwing it away unless you just get lucky.
Yeah.
So you got to be smart about it. These are features that these platforms like Facebook and Instagram allow you to do. You can do like a $5 boost on a post, you know, for a couple of days, for a week, or you know, like extended lengths of time. But again, be smart and have a strategy behind it. And pick something that is going to be worthwhile. Don't just take like a generic post that you would put, you know, on your wall, like, you know, this is what I did today, and then pay to boost that. Like, make sure it's something that's engaging and that is going to be something that people are going to want to click on and follow.
Yep,
you know, like
right.
Something about a project that you're working on, or a new release that's going to drop soon. Something that's a little more substantial than just, you know, I don't know, any generic post that you would do.
Right.
Like, again, just be smart about it and don't throw your money away until you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good to invest in what you're doing, all right? Time, money, etc. But like Nate said, be smart about it. Pray. If you're a Christian artist, pray about it. See what the Lord would have you do. And remember, I love this. Said maybe $5 a day for a week can do a lot for you. You don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month to do that. You can the nice thing about social media is you can do a little. But consistency. So should you focus on consistency or quality?
Yeah, this is an interesting one, because we talk about consistency all the time.
We do. We talk about consistency. You've got to be consistent. And in fact, let's just back up to the advertising or the social media thing. Don't go throwing a I'm going to pick a figure.
Yeah.
Don't go throwing $1,000 into it this week and then don't do anything else for 6 months. That's not the way to do it.
No.
A small amount consistently. And that's the same thing here for, you know, it's your music. It just talks about, we're talking about quality content, and that includes your music, that includes what you're posting on social media, includes, you know, all of that. So, don't put out a consistently poor quality. but also because that's going to turn people off. I mean, they're going to see that a couple of times and say, oh my goodness, no, just forget it. what else can I look at?
Right.
But, you know, don't put out something, don't be a perfectionist, shall we say? Maybe I'm exaggerating there, but don't go so high with the quality. Oh, I got to do it the very, very best and better than anybody else, but only do something once a month or so.
You won't be consistent.
You won't be consistent.
Yeah, if you put so much pressure on yourself to be like so high quality.
Yep.
But I love the way that he, you know, the author here, Bobby Borg, says it. Why can't you do both? You know, there's a balance there. You can be consistent and also put out high quality content. Like, why not? You just take the time to do it. Again, it's about being strategic. It's about planning. It's not just, you know, throwing stuff out kind of willy-nilly. Put some thought behind it. You know, like he gives an example here. Like, it doesn't take anything, any time or any extra energy to grab your phone and just make a short or a reel or a TikTok, whatever you're using. But he does kind of warn, don't just be careful not to overextend yourself, because you don't want to post every little thing.
No.
And your friends, fans, and followers don't want to get inundated with every little, you know, tidbit of information about your day.
Right.
Again, that's going to turn them off. And, you know, if I were following somebody like that, I would eventually just block them, because I don't want to see every... Yeah.
Right.
Every...
Wouldn't you be wondering
shirt you're wearing, every store you're going to, everything you're eating? Like, it's
it might be
too
interesting
much.
For a while, right. But yeah, it's too much. And I'd be wondering, what is this person about? What are they trying to say to me? Especially if their thing is music and they're trying to get their music out there, but yet they're posting about all this non-musical stuff all the time. Well, you just don't want to confuse people. You know, add the little spicy things in that let people get to know you, yes. But remember what it's all about and remember why you're doing it.
Yeah, there's personal things like showing people what you're eating. They're fine every once in a while because it makes you seem relatable. You know, you're a real person. Mm-hmm. People mm-hmm. might be interested,
yep.
especially if you do have a good fan base. They might connect with that. But again, don't inundate people with that, because it's a turnoff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather see them working. What are you working on today? What song did you work on? What was your inspiration?
Tell me something about the music or something behind it. Yeah,
maybe something behind it, right? So metrics. Metrics. How many of you have 1,400 streams a day on Spotify? I didn't think so. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about that. How many of you have 1 million streams on Spotify? No, I don't think so. Oh, so when you reach millions of streams on Spotify, when you've got hundreds of thousands of TikTok and Instagram followers, and then you have a viral hit that proves that you can, of course, be successful. But guess what? That doesn't happen very often. But even then, I like what this says. The people that run these places, you know, the industry players, if you will, that run Spotify, et cetera, they're not looking for one-hit wonders,
yeah.
believe it or not. Because, you know, you guys know what happens. If one-hit wonder, well, that's a great viral hit, a viral song, whatever, today. But where is it next week? Gone. And the next one-hit wonder is in the limelight. So the trend for industry professionals is looking for artists with proven longer term success.
I think this is even more true now than it was 25 years ago, before social media, you know, before the advent of social media, because, you know, major labels, they were spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on new artists, you know, to promote them, right. to do artist development, to record them and get them out there, you know, to create shows and everything. So it was a huge investment for them. And sometimes they took a gamble, and mm-hmm. some artists, I mean, that's why we have one hit wonders. Somewhere, somebody, some label put up the money for this artist because they thought it was a good bet. And, you know, obviously the artist must have had some success if they put an album together and they went out there and toured and they got on the radio or whatever, mm-hmm. on MTV, but we only know them for one hit. And so from an industry standpoint, they're not a success because they only had one hit. You know, they were successful in that way, but the industry, the labels probably did lose money on those artists because they didn't have any staying power. Just imagine how much more so it's true today now with the internet and every, you know, now everybody can put their music out on their own.
Right.
But I think the major labels, if this is even something that you're trying to pursue, because this is specifically what the article's talking about here, what are the industry professionals looking for? If that's what you're, you know, the direction you're going, you have to really prove that you are something that is worthy of investing on a label, that you're going to have staying power, that you're going to make the label money, because whether you like it or not, it's a business. Music industry is a business, and they have to make a profit off of you, unfortunately, and off of your music. And if you're not a sure bet, they are not going to invest in you. So, you know, if you're a DIY musician and you don't really care about being on a label, then you don't have to worry about this stuff. But if it is your goal to get recognized by a label, to get signed, to get a record deal, you really got to do the work and you really got to prove yourself almost over and above what a quote unquote successful musician now, an indie musician, would view themselves as success, you know, would say like, oh, I'm successful. You almost have to outshine that because, you know, most of the successful indie musicians aren't even attractive to major labels because they're not successful enough, you know?
Yeah.
You got to think of somebody like a Taylor Swift. I mean, she's got, what, 10, 13 albums out and, like, sells out stadiums and stuff. Like, she obviously is exactly the type of artist a major label is looking for. If you don't potentially have – now, she's an – she's a heavy hitter. You don't necessarily have to like outshine her, but like that's kind of like the goal. Like that's what you're looking for to be. That's like a major label's dream, having an artist like that, because they're guaranteed success.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, all that to say, if you're looking to go that route and you want to be recognized by industry professionals and AR people at a major label, you really, really, really got to hit it home over and above what your typical successful indie artist would do.
Yeah. Amen. So tools that support social media. Let's just hit this one real quick. Canva. Yeah. You're familiar with the website Canva for creating graphic designs. There's CapCut for editing your videos. There is other photo editing. Like we use PicMonkey here a lot for different ones. Maybe you guys have a favorite online software that you use for editing and creating and stuff. If you do, let us know. We'd love to hear about that. Any other thoughts that you have?
You can definitely find online social media tools. Tools online to support your social media, like the ones that Paul has suggested. Sometimes those tools are available on these social media platforms that you're using already. If not, you can just do searches for them. You can also be on online forums for independent artists and share, you know, ask questions. Hey, what do you guys use for video editing? What do you guys use to capture the best sound, you know, for recording if you're doing it on your own?
Yeah.
Use the power of, you know, community. And there's a whole host of DIY musicians out there that are doing this on their own or, you know, in small collaborations. If you don't have access to a studio or, you know, $1,000, you know, equipment and software, the internet is your friend. Go on there. Just do a search. Go on Facebook or Instagram and ask questions. See what other people are using. And I guarantee you, you'll find stuff. Some of it you might have to pay for apps or subscriptions. It's not going to be that expensive. There's a lot of stuff that's out there for free. Again, you can go to Discmaker's blog and do a search in their articles, and you'll find more about that for helpful tips on what to use for specific aspects of your social media tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's out there.
Yeah.
It's out there. This is a big topic. We have two more topics we want to cover here real quick. AI. Artificial intelligence. You guys have heard a lot about this. Maybe some of you have heard a lot about it. Some of you are just wondering what they didn't even know what AI stood for. So a lot of ways to use AI, again, artificial intelligence. But one easy thing to use is called ChatGPT. And for example, one way that can help you is to write a bio. You could also help it find keywords for your YouTube videos and SEO, search engine optimization for your website. Mm-hmm. It can seek out blogs and radio stations for you to submit music to. Now, you don't, one you don't have to use, and we can talk about WNSM DB, Notes by Ear Radio. We will play your music, or at least we'll consider it. We play most of it. Anyway, so AI, you know, don't be afraid of it, guys, but don't depend on it either.
That's what I would say. It's a tool. It's another tool. It's a very powerful tool, but don't let it's not a panacea. It's not going to do your work for you. You know, I have heard, I can't point to a specific song, but I have heard that even Nashville songwriters are using it as a tool to help in songwriting. It's kind of like when you have like a rhyming dictionary. The rhyming dictionary is not writing the song for you, but it's giving you suggestions.
Right.
So I would not go on ChatGPT and say, write a song for me. You can do that, and it'll give you an example. You know, if you put in the query the correct way, you can say, you know, help me write a pop song on this theme with this title. You can give all the parameters, and it'll spew out in a matter of seconds.
Don't do it, guys.
A song, but it's not you.
It's not creative. It's not you.
It's not you. No. It'll give you suggestions. It's a tool. But again, don't rely on it. It's not going to do your work for you. It's only going to help in places where, like, you have a weakness. Like, maybe you have a line where you just can't find a rhyme specifically for that line. So you can tell it, okay, well, here's my verse. I need a rhyme for this third line, and it'll give you a suggestion. Sometimes it's just helpful to just trigger ideas for you, generate ideas for you, and use that to then expand your creativity.
Right. We've done that, like Nate said, we have a great rhyming dictionary here in the studio. Right. We do make use of that. But let's go back to the social media thing. I think this is where it really, because this doesn't depend as much on the creativity, okay? That's the social media promoting and marketing yourself is different in a big way than creating your songs. Okay, so our opinion here, I think, is basically that AI can be a great tool to use on your marketing and promoting yourself to help you with the social media stuff.
Right. So if you're an artist and you're writing a song, you want that to come from you. You want to generate the original music, but the caption below your post on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You're not promoting yourself as a writer. People aren't looking at that and thinking, wow, that was really well written. So that's where you can use ChatGPT. Like, ask it to write how can I word a post for this, or, you know, what wording should I use for this particular post? And then it'll give you a suggestion. You can use that, massage it, and make it your own. But again, it's for something benign like that. You're not promoting yourself as a writer and then putting something that ChatGPT
put out there. Right.
If you're saying you're a songwriter, that song should be coming from you, not ChatGPT.
Right.
So I think that's where you're saying, like, you know, social media posting, this is a tool to help you, but don't let it do your work for you. Don't let it take over. Yeah.
Where was I going? Oh, so if you, if this is kind of foreign to you and you're like, what is AI and what's ChatGPT? What does GPT stand for? Do you know?
I actually don't know.
I don't know either.
General protocols. I don't know. I'm not sure.
So anyway, but guys, educate yourself on that a little bit. Just go ahead. It's okay to find out about it. We're not telling you what to do with it or not to do with it. Well, kind of we are. But
we have opinions.
We have opinions. But feel free to explore more about that. All right. Finally, and we struggle with this now a lot here. I'm only kidding. Coffee helps. How do you manage... Some people wonder how we do it. How do you manage your mental health when you're using social media? In other words, how do you prevent yourself from going crazy thinking about using social media? Well, give yourself some grace. Be forgiving toward yourself and maybe others if you need it. Take regular breaks. Balance things out. You know, here's a thought on finding balance. If you're spending 90% of your time in the social media and driving yourself crazy, trying to post and do videos and all YouTube stuff and all that stuff, and you're only spending 10% of your time creating, you know, music or whatever
that's
it is,
backwards.
That's not good. That's not good. So, it's a balance thing, right?
Yeah, and we didn't talk about this one point, but I think it's related. Can you avoid social media altogether? And I think this is where this lines up. Unfortunately, I wish I could say yes, but unfortunately, like this article says, you really can't. This day and age, the masses are on social media, and not being on it might send a message that something's wrong. Like, why wouldn't you be on there? Unfortunately, that's the nature of the beast. There are times when, like, I just don't have the stomach. I don't want to go on to social media. I don't want to post anything. I really don't want to read anything. But unfortunately, we have to do that. We have to be on there to connect with the artists that we work with here on Notes by Our Music or Notes by Our Radio. And it's sort of a necessary evil. But the thing is, like Paul said, you can burn yourself out. Again, you want to be consistent. You want to have quality. But if all you're doing is trying to create content and posting and you're not being creative and like you're not your music or whatever you're creating is suffering, you're going about it the wrong way. And that also might be a sign that you do need someone to help you. You do need a team or one person to create content and post it for you, like we talked about before. So take things in stride, take regular breaks. Again, like he says in this point, be forgiving of yourself because chances are, no matter what you put out and no matter how good it is, you're not necessarily going to get the results that you're hoping for. You might get trolls on there who say mean things and they might not have even listened to your song or watched your video, but they'll comment on it anyway.
Yeah.
Or you might have somebody who watched it or listened to it and just didn't care for it. So just be prepared. You're going to get the whole spectrum of responses if you get any responses at all. That's the other thing.
Yeah,
you might put a whole lot of work into something, put it out there, and crickets.
Crickets.
So the social media, unfortunately, is something that we all have to deal with because that's the way the world works now. That's the way media works now. So you can't really make it without it anymore. Because that's the channels now, the distribution channels for everybody's music. Even the major label artists are using it. So that tells you something. If this was only a DIY thing, you know, and major label artists weren't on this, then you could say, oh, there's a path for me. I don't need to use this. But the fact that major label artists are also on this.
Yeah, right.
You know, their labels have a team that are putting their artists out there. That just shows you that the music industry relies on this.
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah. They sure do. You know, advertising, think about it, guys. Even you go back, you know, back as long as there have been products for sale, there's always been a need to let people know about those products. Whether it's a little mom and pop grocery store from years ago on the corner, putting a sign in the window that they're having a special on milk that day, or a huge auto dealership that's got billboards all over the place. Advertising is necessary.
And yeah, no one's going to listen to your music if they don't know about it or if they can't find it.
Yeah. So you do have to do it. But there's nothing wrong with, again, maybe, you know, remember to be consistent, whether you do it yourself or eventually or now or someday, get some help with it. It is necessary, and it's going to be, it's a necessary part of what you are doing. So, you do need to do it. So, friends, we thank you for being with us and letting us share with you on this episode. We would love to hear your comments on any of these topics that we've talked about today or any of the other topics that we've talked about. Remember, our email is info@notespiremusic.com. You're maybe listening to this on our station, WNSM-DB. Notes by our radio. We broadcast it a couple times a week on the station. And then it's also on your favorite podcast site. All you have to do is search the word Notes by our, NOTESPIRE, and you will find this one. You'll also find the Artist Insight, which is another podcast that features interviews with independent Christian artists. You'll also find the Just Got Music Hour, which is hosted by yours truly, Paul Gibbs, once a week. New episode comes out every Friday morning. We have a lot of fun there. And every once in a while, you will also see the Morning Blend show, which we put on the podcast site when we have a special guest host. So you will see those on there, too. The Morning Blend broadcasts on Notespire Radio Wednesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern time.
All right. Yeah. Don't forget to follow us on social media. We're talking about social media. So
yeah.
Follow us at Notespire Music on Facebook and Instagram. And we're also on YouTube at Notespire Music TV. And you can find everything else about us on our website, notespiremusic.com.
Amen. So guys, thank you again. God bless you. We will talk to you again very soon. Until then, take care of yourselves.
And take care of each other.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Artist Impact Podcast, a production of Notespire Music, LLC. At Notespire Music, we empower independent Christian musicians to grow their God-given music potential by refining their craft and extending their music ministry reach. Notespire Music, helping you gain confidence, grow your talent, and advance your impact. For more information, visit notespiremusic.com and join us next time for the Notespire Music Artist Impact Podcast.